Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are growing up, hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Catherine Lang and I am your encourager extraordinaire, here to help you and me find what it takes to build that foundation of hope, because from that foundation of hope, we grow the strength that allows us to step out into purpose and then to pursue that purpose with bold determination. And when we get to that place, nothing and no one can stop us from all that we're designed to do. But we just have to keep growing and pursuing and pushing until we get there. At the beginning of the month, I sat down and figured out what I wanted to do to push me out of my comfort zone and into the place that I wanted to go. I had big dream goals. I have my whiteboard of world domination, and I knew that I was not doing all that I could do to get there, and I was going to have to do something radical to shake me out of my comfort zone and push me into that next place. So I made a list of activities that I wanted to accomplish over the next 31 days. Through the whole month. And one of those goals was to walk 10,000 steps. On day one, I set out to walk my 10,000 steps and halfway through realized I wasn't going to be able to walk 10,000 steps. Now, it was kind of disappointing for me considering that I ran track in school and I was very active for most of my life, and I wasn't able to complete this one simple task. Now, I was purposefully walking these 10,000 steps. I was only measuring the steps that I was taking on purpose for this purpose. But I could only make it to 5,000. Instead of reprimanding myself, I celebrated the win of having walked 5,000 steps. And I sat down and figured out how, if I walked the 5,000 steps and I added 1,000 every few days, how could I get to my 10,000 steps? And in doing just an extra 1,000 every 6 days, I got to 10,000 before the end of the month. And when I got to the 10,000, it wasn't as painful as it had been to do that 5,000 on the first day. Not because of anything amazing that I did, but because I took one step at a time and kept adding to that step. I did something. Maybe it wasn't what I set out to do in the beginning. Maybe it wasn't even all the things I set out to do in the beginning, but I did something, and then I added on to that something until I got to where I want to go. See, growing hope will drive action. It will push me to do something and to do something until I get to where I want to be. That's how it happens, one step at a time. And now I'm to that 10,000 steps. And that 10,000 steps, even though I've done it, every single time I walk, it takes 4 laps down my driveway. Now, granted, I have a really long driveway. We live out in the woods. But every single lap, I start trying to talk myself out of doing the 4th lap. So by the time I get to the 4th lap, I'm so excited to be doing that 4th lap and not having to argue with myself about doing that 4th lap that it's really easy to do that 4th lap. So I have added a little bit every single day. And here's what's interesting. I started out the 5,000, I would walk to the end of the driveway and back. And then I added a little bit more and I got onto we have a dead end road that attaches to our driveway. And I would walk a little bit of that dead end road. And then I would add another telephone pole every few days until eventually the lap that I created was a 1-mile lap. So not only am I doing 10,000 steps a day, but I'm doing 4 miles a day. And it's been so exciting to accomplish this that I'm going to push myself to do something more in the next month. And that's really what it's all about, is just doing something. First, I have to make a plan. And that's what I did with these 10,000 steps. I made a plan at the first of the month, and 10,000 steps a day was on that plan. Then I have to take a step, and then I have to enjoy the win, even if the step that I took that I'm celebrating did not complete the journey. I still enjoy the win of that one step. And I accept that one step for what it is. It may just be one step, but it's still a step in the right direction. And then I take another step. So it's five things I'm going to do that's going to drive the action that's going to build my big dream goals. I'm going to do something. Maybe it's not everything. Maybe it's not all that I want to be, but it is something. And in doing something, I am moving forward in my purpose, in my goals, and in my unique design. Every single time I do something, I make way for me to do something more. Every single time I do something, I make way for the people around me to do something. Every single time I do something, I create the opportunity to be more than I am right at this moment. But it has to be that I do something, that I take that step, that I push forward, that I keep going. It doesn't happen if I say stay settled. It will never happen if I stay settled. I have to do something. I have to take the step. I have to write the word. I have to, and here's the key, I have to. It's up to me. I am the only one that can get me from where I am right now to where I want to be. And I'm the only one that can stand in my way. I get out of my way when I do something. I am Catherine Lang. I am a dream igniter. I am daring to ignite your dreams and my own dreams, because I know that where I am is not all that it's supposed to be. It's not all that I'm supposed to be. It's not all that my family's supposed to be or have or live out. We are all designed for so much more than we can even begin to imagine. But things have settled on us, or even sometimes in us, that tell us this is it, or we're not worth more, or we aren't capable of more. But I know not only are we capable, we are designed for so much more than this right now. And my big dream goals, my whiteboard of world domination, those are my plans that I set out to make to push me to this next level, to dare me to live out my dreams. Because sometimes that's what I need to do. I need to be daring enough to live out my dreams. But it starts with a plan. Just this morning, I sat down and I planned out the next 6 weeks of school because we homeschool. And as I was planning out the next 6 weeks of school for my son, I realized, hey, why not plan out the next 6 weeks of my journey as well? Yeah, I've got my whiteboard of world domination that talks about the full year. But if I break down my goals into just 6 weeks, then I have something tangible that I can push myself towards. I can push myself to the next level. So I made a plan for the next 6 weeks. Now, just like my 1 month plan for my 10,000 steps, I'm not locking myself into, I have to do this all. All of this is great. If I accomplish it all, it's amazing. But if I accomplish even one step, that's just as amazing as well. So I'm going to make that plan, but then I'm going to just take a step. One step. That's it. That's all I have to take. And here's what's amazing. I only have to take that one step right now, today. I'm not committing to taking that step for the next 100 years. I'm not even committing to taking that step for the next day. All I'm committed to is taking that step right now. So I'm going to make a plan, and then I'm going to take a step. And after I take that step, I'm going to enjoy the win of having taken that step. Over the weekend, my sons helped me rearrange the furniture because they've been away for the last 2 months at away for the summer. And they take our two mini fridges with them when they go. But when they come back, I have to put those mini fridges somewhere. And in planning for those mini fridges, I had a new idea, a new way of making them more accessible and easier to utilize in our home. But it was going to require some serious rearranging. And they helped me. And in their help, we did one thing. We put these refrigerators where they belonged. But in doing those, I celebrated having gotten that accomplished. Now, my house is not where I want it to be. I know I've got a long ways to go with it. But I celebrated the win of getting that one thing done, of taking that one step in getting my home to the place that I want it to be. So I make a plan and I take a step and I enjoy the win of that one step. But then I have to accept that it's okay that I did that one step. It's not just a matter of celebrating the win, but of accepting the step for what it is. When I did the 10,000 step challenge, when I only made 5,000, I didn't condemn myself for only making 5,000. I accepted that that was where I am in my journey at that time. And it's okay. It's okay not to be at the finish line when you start the journey. It's okay to have just stepped out a little and not to have leapt in wholeheartedly or even 100%. You know, you just took one step. That's okay. Accept that it's okay. Make a plan and take a step and celebrate the win of that step, but accept that that one step is okay. And when you accept that that one step is okay, you make a pathway. You make an opening for another step. So take another step. That's what I'm doing. Today I'm taking another step. I'm moving forward in what it is that I'm trying to do in my home and in my life. One step at a time. I am not trying to reorganize the whole house today. I am going to work on one area, one space, one task, one step. When I take that one step and I take that another step, then I begin to progress into all of my possibility. If I get so focused on the marathon that I don't take that first step, I will never finish the marathon. And sometimes the whole dread of having to do the whole marathon keeps me from taking that first step. Well, I'm telling you now, you don't have to do the whole marathon. You just have to take the first step. So make a plan, take a step, enjoy the win, accept the step, and then take another step and start the process over again. It's not about what you're going to do 10 years from now, although you want to plan for 10 years from now. It's about what you're doing right now, today, at this moment. I am challenging you to do something, to take that step. I can reach my big dream goals. I can get there, but I have to go. I have to step. I have to do something because it's not going to happen to me. Believe me, if it was going to happen to me, it would have happened to me by now. But I have to take a step. I have to walk it out. I have to be active in pursuit of my unique design. In 1 John 3:18, John reminds us that it's not just about the words. It's not just about what I speak. I have to show the truth in my action. I have to take action. People see me living out my day, and they recognize that I am doing something different or doing it in a different way. Not because I told them I was doing it in a different way, because I'm living it. I'm taking action in what I'm doing and in how I'm doing it. It requires action. Hope is an active word. It is a growing word. It is an igniting word. I live out my hope when I live out my life. Jesus challenged me in Luke 11:9. He said, ask, seek, knock. All of those are action words. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened to you. It's not a matter of it might be or if it happens. It's a matter of it will happen. All I have to do is ask and seek and knock. I have to take the action to live out the blessing. He says it this way in Matthew 7:24. Everyone who hears the words and does them is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. I have to hear the words, but then I have to do them. It's not enough to just read the word. It's not enough to just hear the sermon. I have to live out what I am learning through those words. I have to walk it out. I have to take action. I have to do something. It requires that I do something. James challenges us in James 2:18. Some will say, I have faith, or you have faith and I have works. But I'm telling you right now, show me your faith apart from your works. In other words, he's saying that the only way that you can show someone faith and show them your faith is by what you're doing. It is not faith through the words. I can tell you all day long that I have faith, but when you see me walking it out, when you see me living it out, then you see my faith in action. Action, it's an action word. Hope is an action word. Faith is an action word. We are being challenged every single day to do something that shows the light to the world, to do something that grows our faith and shows our faith so people can know faith. I have to do something. In 1 Timothy 6:12, it says it like this. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight. Paul says in Ephesians 6:10-18, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Put on, actively put on, take the action of putting on the armor of God so that you can stand against the schemes of the enemy. The enemy's going to come at you. And if you are not prepared to take the action to defend yourself and to fight the good fight, then you will not be in a position to walk out the blessings with bold determination. That's what we're called to do. We're not just called to sit here and wait. We're called to go, to live, to do something, to show our faith in our works, in our actions, in our doing. We are designed on purpose and for a purpose. I have my big dream goals that I believe in my heart are the ones that I'm being led to do. But if I don't do them, they will never get done. They will be words on a whiteboard of world domination and nothing more. I have to take action. I have to do something. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.